Alabama.
It is 8:22 and 62 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Paige Crawford, Director of Community Affairs for the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Lori.
And you've brought Courtney McDonald, Community Outreach Coordinator. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Y'all are here to fill us in on all of the activities that are happening, especially for the holiday season, but this weekend too for the City of Fairhope.
Yes. So as we all know, Veterans Day is coming up. And every year, the City of Fairhope, we pay homage to our nation's veterans and our local veterans. So this Saturday, we are going to have our annual Veterans Day parade. It's going to begin at 10 a.m. At the Fairhope Civic Center. And it's going to last about 30 to 45 minutes. Leading that parade will be our 2022 Veteran of the Year. And there are going to be a couple street closures, so if you are traveling through downtown on Saturday, just kind of be mindful of that. There's going to be no parking after 9 a.m. The parade will begin at 10, and then hopefully streets should open back up around 11.
Paige, I was trying to notice on this map, is it still the same route? They are going to be able to use part of North Church Street or not? Do you know?
Yes, I believe it is the same route. So they have, I don't think we're going to have asphalt down, but I think that it is going to be open for us to be able to utilize for the parade.
It appears to still start at the Civic Center section to Fairhope Avenue.
Yes.
And that looks like Church.
Correct.
Yes. So it's going to head south on Church. Yes.
Okay. And then Church to Morphy and then back section all the way. That's the same route. Okay.
Ironically, it is our flag route. So we use that route for the Veterans Day Parade. So yes, that is one we will be using for Saturday. And again, just be mindful if you're downtown during that time.
Okay. And then there's also a sunset prayer service on Friday, which is actually Veterans Day.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so we're going to have that sunset prayer service. It's going to be on Friday, November 11th, Veterans Day, at Henry George Park. It will be led by a local pastor who's going to lead the prayer service. We'll have taps performed. Mayor Sullivan will give some remarks. And this is just a great opportunity to come and, celebrate and honor, our local veterans on Veterans Day. And then also to tie into that, we will also be closed. So just kind of be mindful of that holiday schedule. Mm-hmm. Everything will resume on your, normal pickup day following Veterans Day.
And speaking of the mayor, I love her new video feature, the three things you got to know that's happening this week in Fairhope. I'm guessing that was part of your projects, ladies.
Yeah, so we have started every Monday morning just kind of getting with Mayor Sullivan and talking about the three things happening in Fairhope. And so we are pushing that out on our Facebook and our Instagram. So if you don't follow us, we definitely encourage you to do that at City of Fairhope. And it's just a great opportunity to kind of know what's going on in Fairhope for that week.
Very nice. I love that feature. Okay, and I guess before we know it, it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. But wait, Fairhope Film Festival, I know the city is very supportive of.
Correct.
So that's coming up next.
Second week of November. And then we also always celebrate America Recycles Day. So it's a great time twice a year that we offer that community shredding event for the city and residents of Fairhope. So if you've got all those old documents and bills that you want to get rid of, we will have that on, I believe it's on Tuesday, November the 15th, from 10 to 2. And you can come out, and you don't even have to get out of your car. It's curbside service. They take it and put it through the shredding truck. And so that's always a great time a year that we like to push out and let folks know to electronic recycling and also document shredding.
That is really nice. I need to share that when I haven't yet. Well, there's so much stuff going on. November 15th, 10 to 2, Fairhope Recycles Day. And this is at the Recycle Building on Pecan Drive.
Correct.
So you got kind of back behind.
They'll be in the parking lot right there. Okay. Over there at a Pecan Street building.
Okay.
Yeah, and going back to what you were saying, Lori, it is almost the most wonderful time of the year in
yes,
Fairhope.
Indeed.
We know, I mean, personally, it is my favorite time of the year. I love the hustle and bustle of it all. And we are going to kick off those celebrations on Thursday, November 17th, with our annual lighting of the trees ceremony. So, you know, the festivities will begin at 5:30. You know, we'll have Mrs. Claus back again. The kids can write their letter to Santa, and we've got some other treats in store. And then the lights will turn on at 6 p.m. sharp. So we encourage everyone to come out.
And all the Christmas music provided by, is it still the Fairhope High School Youth Orchestra?
We have Eastern Shore Choral Society.
Yes.
We have Fairhope High School Band. And then we also have the Fairhope High School Choral Ensemble that also will finish us out that that night. So,
that's
yeah.
just the special touch
yeah.
between the music and the lights and the snow, hopefully.
It's a crowd favorite.
Yes, it is. That's always at the corner of the clock. And like you said, festivities at 5:30 and the lights come on at 6.
Yes.
And then we get busy because traditionally after that is the open house on Sunday.
Yes, so we will have our Christmas open house on November the 20th from 1 to 5 in downtown Fairhope. But kind of backtracking too, we're also, don't forget, we're going to have that movie in the street.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't have little ones. Sometimes I forget about that. But it doesn't, even if you don't have kids, that's a cool thing.
Yeah,
to.
It is. And we're changing things up this year. Traditionally in the past, we've done the Polar Express. But this year we are going to be showing the Grinch.
Oh, fun.
So, yes, we've got some fun things in store for all the kids and their families.
So that's Saturday night. What time does that start?
It's going to be at 6:30.
Okay. And you encourage folks to bring chairs and blankets and whatnot because it is in the street.
It
so
is
you'll,
in the
street. You'll want to bring your own seating.
Correct. And, you know, we encourage kids to wear their holiday pajamas and we'll be giving away popcorn. So it's always a fun little tradition that that we do every year. So.
And that's also there at the by the clock corner.
Correct.
Okay.
That'll be on Fairhope Avenue between, yeah, Section Street and Church Street.
And then Sunday is open house. Sorry, I jumped.
That's okay. There is so much going on. Like I said, most wonderful time of the year. And then Santa is going to be coming to town on Friday, December 2nd for our Fairhope Magical Christmas Parade. And that is going to begin at 7 o'clock in downtown. So everybody come out and have a great time.
This is a huge parade with
huge.
How many?
About 60 parade 60, units.
Okay. I was thinking around 50 or so.
It is.
Participants.
It grows and grows and grows until we, you know, kind of have to cut it off, honestly, mm-hmm. Lori, because we are, you know, our tail catches our nose on the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally kind of had to put a cap on how many units we allow. It's free and open to the public. However, you know, we do kind of have to limit it to Fairhope businesses and organizations, church groups, that sort of thing.
So if you're not already signed up, it's too late. Generally, the same folks come back every year, too.
Yes, we do have a few new that trickle
okay.
in, or some that bow out, you know, from year after year. But we do have a tiny bit of wiggle room right now. So if you do, you know, get those applications into us. And that application is on our website at fairhopeal.gov.
Okay. All right. That's December 2nd.
And then we've got, of course, after Santa comes to town on the, after the Christmas parade, we have Santa Saturdays, which are a sweet little tradition where you can get a little photo op with Santa at the Fairhope Museum of History, and that's going to be the first two Saturdays in December from 10:30 to noon.
10:30 to noon. Okay. Yeah, that's always fun to be able to get some cute Santa pictures there. Back to the merchants and open house, do they still, some of them still stay open on Sundays from that open house to Christmas?
Correct. We do have some businesses that will stay open on Sundays from that 1 to 5 window and let folks, you know, who may work, you know, Monday through Friday that don't get downtown
mm-hmm.
a lot to have the ability to shop on a Sunday. So,
okay.
Yeah,
very
nice.
Good. And then before you know it, it's New Year's.
That's right.
Yeah, 2023 is going to be here before we know it. So that annual New Year's Eve celebration, Saturday, December 31st, it's going to start from 8:30 a.m. and go until 12:30. We have a live band, some activities for the kids. It's just a really good time to come out and celebrate the new year in Fairhope.
Do we have the band yet? The one you've had the past couple of years was just great fun.
They were a lot of fun.
I'm sure any band on New Year's Eve is
going to
be fun.
I know. We are getting a new band this year, and okay. I hesitate to say it yet because we got to finalize the contract.
Okay.
But they will be a lot of fun. So, about a 12-piece, I think 10 or 12-piece band. So, lots of fun happening there. So that'll be on our main stage right here, right around the corner from Ullery,
mm-hmm.
At Church Street and Fairhope Avenue.
And then once again, 8:30 p.m. until
midnight.
And we still have a ball drop, and
we do still have the ball drop and fireworks.
And fireworks too.
So,
okay,
yeah,
good.
So
good.
Yeah, all the things for the holidays. So yeah, we are busy, busy getting ready for all the things.
Admission is free for that event, and you used to have at one time is it some type of a karaoke or something for the teenagers.
We did. We had like a little DJ over uh-huh. at the opposite end that let the kiddos get up there and karaoke.
Okay.
So we are kind of looking at some changes for the New Year's Eve celebration. So I'll get back with you.
Okay.
And let you know because we're trying to. We got some ideas up our sleeve that we're hoping to unveil this year. It's going to be a big year since it falls on a Saturday. So
that's right.
I mean, we're probably going to be expecting a large crowd downtown.
I would think so. All right. Very good. Well, you ladies are busy with the city of Fairhope and all of the upcoming activities. If we left anything out, we encourage folks to sign up for the e-newsletter. Tell us about that. I love it.
Yeah, so the e-newsletter is something we send out every other Monday. It's got those important events, what's going on in the city. You can sign up to receive it by going to our website, fairhopeal.gov, clicking on that community tab, and then you'll see a tab that says sign up for e-newsletter. And then if you've ever got questions regarding that newsletter, you can respond directly and let us know what you need, and we'll be happy to help.
And I thought it was interesting that the city sketches that comes in our power bill, that's got a lot of great information, but the e-newsletter has even more and different information. Mm-hmm. So you might be thinking, well, I already get city sketches. No, you need the e-newsletter too, because it's nice to open your email and find all that information, like the street closures and everything that's going on. Most of what we've talked about is all in there as well.
Yeah, we just want to make sure our residents know what's going on. So that's why we've got Mayor doing these videos. We've got city sketches. We've got the e-newsletter. So we want to make sure we're all on the same page and everybody knows what's going on. And if there is something they want to know, like I said, they can reach out and we'll be happy to answer those questions.
And let's not forget about the phone app.
That's right.
I love getting the notifications
that's
on
right.
my phone.
Yes, so we also have the City of Fairhope app that you can download in Android or Apple in your app store. So, you know, search City of Fairhope, and you can actually pick and choose what kind of notifications you would like mm-hmm. to receive. So that's also nice. If you don't want to be inundated, but you do want to know about, you know, just special events or road closures or that thing, anything of that matter, we can... it's a great way to kind of get information. So, straight to your phone.
Very good. All right, ladies, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Lori.
Paige Crawford, Director of Community Affairs, and Courtney McDonald, Community Outreach Coordinator with the City of Fairhope. Thank you, ladies.